Sales Magic is the podcast hosted by Jackie Lyles, a champion connector, elite corporate trainer, and best-selling author. Using her proprietary approach, Jackie shares proven techniques to help you navigate deep change, increase your sales, and transform your sales results. Jackie learned how to keep recreating herself and will show you how to tap into your own magic, your own unique power to innovate. Enjoy this episode.
Hello, it's Jackie Lyles with Sales Magic, and we have Daryl Drennan with us today. Hey, Daryl, welcome.
Hey, Jackie. Thanks for having me.
Yes, and for our audience to get to know you, I'm going to tell them a little bit about you. Daryl's the Vice President of Sales for Centra Technologies. He's a servant executive leader that is committed to a customer-first mentality. And I love that about you, Daryl. I've experienced that, and I've seen customers experience that. It's just an incredible reveal for your sales team because they talk about that. They talk about how you put the customers first and put them first. And they feel that you create inclusive and very diverse teams for them. So that's an incredible experience in working with you. And you're a member of the 100% Club. I mean, Daryl, everything that you do is over 100%. You know, if it's... If it's talking about a project, if it's looking at what you're going to do with your family, what you do in the community, or your sales goals. I mean, you always achieve over 100%. And you're very involved in the community. You're a fellow in the American Leadership Forum. You're a board member of the Texas Center for Missing. And Daryl is a board member also for the Magnificat House. And he's on the Archdiocese Pastoral Council of Galveston, Houston. While working with Daryl at Cisco, SHI, and Centra Technologies, I've experienced firsthand his sales magic and his excellence in communication skills. And what he does with his sales team in his collaborative approach and supporting all the departments is truly amazing. I've never seen that in another person in VP of sales. And I've talked to a lot of them and worked with hundreds. Daryl is a true business champion. So Daryl, it's now your turn. So who is Daryl Drennan from Daryl Drennan's point of view?
Yeah, how can I follow that? I would say the key word in the whole description is servant. So not to be cliche-ish, but I consider myself a servant leader. And all that I do. When you look at my history, I start, I guess, in the military, right? Former Marine, serving my country, trying to do what I could, the best that I could by my troops. I was an officer in the Marine Corps, so I had starting out in a platoon up to having a company. And it was about serving them because if we would have gone to war, you know, we would be successful by serving each other and knowing each other and being in the trenches with each other. And so that carried over into my work career, particularly in sales, where we are serving customers. I am serving my team. In order to provide good service to our customers, we have to add value. In order for me to provide good service to my team, I have to add value. I have to collaborate. I have to help them reach their goals. And so that's always been my guiding star. And you also mentioned in the community. So with the board positions that I have, with my position as a deacon in the Catholic Church, it's all about service. And so that defines me, you know, and ultimately, not ultimately, but the highest service that I can have is to my family to ensure that they can grow and be successful. And so far, fingers crossed, they have been.
That's amazing, Daryl. Thank you. Very inspirational. It brings a tear to my eye. Very heartfelt. Now, we have some rapid fire questions to really get started into the podcast. So are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. I'm going to say two words and you pick the word that best describes you. Morning or evening?
Morning.
Outdoors or indoors?
Outdoors.
Adventure or chill?
Oof. Adventure.
Truck or car?
Car. Well, it depends. So when does the SUV fit?
That's a good point. That's a good point. So talk or listen?
Listen.
Yeah, that's you. So what is the biggest business challenge you're facing right now, Daryl?
A few. I guess the two main ones are customers. I'll say prospects and customers, right? So if we are service oriented, we want to help our customers, getting them to understand the extent of the cybersecurity threat is a challenge. And some companies, you know, we have the large range of customers, right? From SMB or small business companies to large enterprise. We have state and local education. And this cybersecurity threat is all around, and no one is shielded from or immune to the threat. And there are some ways that companies can shore up their cybersecurity infrastructure to minimize being hacked or minimize being a victim of ransomware, minimize, you know, malware getting in their environment. And you give them those solutions, but they have all these other company priorities, and it may take a backseat, or what we may say, second fiddle to other pressing issues. And I understand that, right? You have the bottom line of the business you have to run. But I always ask, if you were to have your data captured and you brought your business down for a week and you had to pay ransomware and had to pay to restore and bring your business back up, you if you couldn't afford it on the front end, you definitely have to pay it on the back end. And so that's a big challenge, right? We have our managed services customers, and we give them some security by default, but expanding that to a more comprehensive solution for them is how we help them. The other one is retention. So it impacts my sales organization. It impacts our ability to service our customers. When you have this great resignation and you have experienced, successful people get lured away by other companies, and then you have to, reset and start the clock all over with the backfill and trying to keep, at a certain staffing level, because business plans and budgets are built on headcount. And when you go under headcount and you don't get the maintain the same production out of the person that was on the team, then that kind of sets you back. So I made some changes to improve in the area of retention for the sales team. And we're also doing it company-wide to minimize it. And I think maybe in 6 months to a year, it'll reverse, where people who left for what appeared to be grass is greener on the other side may figure out, hey, I had a better deal before. Yeah. So, and not to knock manufacturers, but they're the ones that are throwing the big money and luring talent away from IT consultants and managed services providers like us. And if I offer one more business challenge, we have grown tremendously in the 2.5 years I've been here. And when you're in a fast growth mode, keeping that personalized touch for your customers is a challenge. And so, being out in front of, the engine keeping up with you is something that we all, have an attention to.
That's a lot, Daryl. So what is the one sales experience you've had that you would say is really magic?
It was a recent one.
Oh, wow.
So who we are. Center is the IT department for our customer, or if they have their own IT department, we're an extension of their IT department. So we're an extension of a very large customer, and we have full-time employees supporting their IT, and we provide a plethora of services. And we have this weekly call, and on the last call, the CIO said, "You know, we've got some IT positions that we have open, and it's really been a challenge to find talent. You know, I'd rather, with the way you guys support us and the level of talent that you've brought us and are supporting us, I'd rather outsource my open IT positions to you than hire, than find another full employee." So there was magic in that. First, you got to provide, you know, good customer experience, provide talent. But when you've got a cadence with your company, you know their business, and then when they proactively look to you to help them scale, help them with talent that they can't find, help them, execute on projects that they don't have the people for, that's magic.
Yes, it is. That's a great story, Daryl. And what is the secret to your sales magic?
Mentioned it before. It's first of all, having the kind of culture and reputation that attracts the talent that can then turn around and provide superior customer experience. And so if we are to be the IT department for our customers, if we are to be an extension of their IT staff, we have to have the kind of people where they want us to support them. And when they need to scale, that can help them scale. And so I think the secret is having that culture of people that want to come work for your company and want to provide that superior customer experience, want to be customer first, want to be service oriented, and that allows us to be successful.
Wow, that's amazing. So what is your growing edge? This is our last question.
Keeping or providing that personalized service and local touch. We want to be the HEB of technology. Mm-hmm. Or you may want to use Whataburger of technology or Bluebell of technology.
Right.
And those companies are Texas based. They're entrenched and involved in the community. They're branded in the community. And people feel like they're in touch with the community, especially HEB. Not to start plugging grocery stores. So for us, we offer that personalized service, and we have recently tweaked our support model, because we had grown so much that our customers would call in and we wouldn't know them like we used to, right? And so we've restructured our support model where they can still have that personalized touch. They can still reach someone in the support organization that knows their business and can help them better than the more generic model. And so that's given us an edge to be a big company, but can still provide personalized touch, personalized service, and local touch. Local touch meaning that we have people in each of the metros in Texas where we support our customers. And one more thing that a lot of companies are adopting, but it's also given us a growing edge as we offer more solutions that are as a service versus the traditional ways that companies consume technology. And just one quick example, they may buy backup for their data center or environment, and we offer backup as a service. Yeah. So it's not the one-time manage it in-house backup, but it's we can offer it to them, manage it, and it's on a consumption platform. And so that's given us a growing edge as well.
That's amazing, Daryl. Thank you for letting me be part of your journey today. I just feel like it's, you know, just continue on that journey. And thank you for doing the great service that you do for others and for the community. I mean, you experience that, your sales team experiences it, but your customers see it too. So thank you for being on the podcast today. This is going to help a lot of people.
Well, thank you, Jackie, because you are a leader as well, and your development of the Business Champion Method helps a lot of people. And if I made a put a plug in for you, and she didn't ask me to do this, but you helped my Cisco team years back really reorient our ability to innovate and think outside the box. And that's been helpful for me through the years. And with what you're doing with Business Champion, that's another game changer for companies.
Wow. Thank you. I had no idea, Daryl. What a great surprise. Well, have a great day. And thank you so much for today.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Sales Magic. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss an episode. Learn more about the Business Champion program at businesschampionsales.com and across social media platforms.